Swami, just look at each one of us here. Each one coming from different backgrounds, cultures, mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, regions, religions, languages and whatnot. Each of us so different from the other. There is nothing common.
Except for you, Swami. You are that one common factor that brought all of us here today. You showed us that true beauty lies in this diversity. It is not one note that can form an orchestra, but it is a beautiful blend of distinct, varied notes that add to its appeal.
Swami, you orchestrated the story of Vrindavan by perfectly blending us, the different notes, into it. For reasons unknown to us, you decided to add us into this melody. And Swami, the day we entered Vrindavan, our lives changed forever.
To those of us who lacked confidence to even address a small gathering, you gave us the courage to talk to large gatherings of people, thousands of them and millions tuned in across the globe.
For those of us who were never aware of music and its true meaning, you showed us the royal pathway to God.
To those of us who never imagined we could dance, you made us dance to your beats.
And for those of us who never even dreamt of playing instruments, you gave us access to world-class musical instruments to play our heart's content.
3 years ago, we stepped into this hallowed land,
unknown of the divine charge in each grain of sand.
Every moment of our stay, we felt your guiding hand.
We were foolish to think we had everything planned.
Now we realize it was your play all along.
For some, this realization was quick. For others, a process quite long.
But it is in this transformation that the lessons of life get etched in bold.
Your teachings about everything etched in our hearts in gold.
Vrindavan is indeed that one magical garden where each of us is a unique flower fragrant with your love. Swami, you being the divine gardener, not just took care of us, but you became the very essence of our love.
Beloved Saima, knit together with this thread of gratitude, each of these flowers, a Gopala from your Vrindavan, offer as a garland this saga of love at your lotus feet.
ओ साई माँ, हम जब भी किसी मुश्किल में पड़े, आपने हमेशा हमें अपनी गोद में उठाकर उस मुश्किल से निकाला है, और इसी बात को दर्शाती है मेरी ये छोटी सी कविता। जब भी गम का साया छाया, हमेशा हमारा साथ निभाया, बिन कुछ बोले बिन कुछ बताए वो दौड़ा चला आया, साई ने हमको जीना सिखलाया। जब भी दिल में दर्द भर आया या किसी ने चोट पहुंचाया, अपनी प्यारी मीठी मुस्कान से साई ने दिल पे मरहम लगाया, साई ने हमको जीना सिखलाया। जब भी दुनिया ने ठुकराया या अकेला पंसा छाया, खोल के बाहें गले से लगाया, साई ने हमको जीना सिखलाया। हर पल हर क्षण अपनी गोद में उठाए, हमेशा हर मुश्किल और बाधा से पार करवाया, हमें सही रास्ता दिखलाया, साई ने हमको जीना सिखलाया। हम पे बेइंतहा प्यार बरसाया, हमारे चेहरे पे मुस्कान बोलाया, ये वादा है हमारा, हमने उसके संदेशों को अपना जीवन है बनाया, साई ने हमको जीना सिखलाया, साई ने हमको जीना सिखलाया।
परसाई में कैसे दर्शाऊं, जाए कुछ कहना पाऊं, परसाई में कैसे दर्शाऊं, जाए कुछ कहना पाऊं। जब मंजिल हो हो गए जिंदगी में तुम, जब मंजिल हो गए थे गुम, शायर हो गए जिंदगी में तुम। मुस्कुरा दो नसाए एक बार देख कर, मुस्कुरा दो नसाए एक बार देख कर, मन्नत है हमारी तू मेरा मैं तेरा हो जाऊं।
கருத்தை மறைத்து கவிதை கூறுவது போல் அன்பை அடைத்து அனுபவம் தருவாயே, முத்து முத்தாக வார்த்தை செதுக்குவாயே, முத்தின் முத்தாய் என் வாழ்க்கையை கோர்ப்பாயே. சுவாமி, நான் பிறக்கும் பொழுது எனக்கு ஒரு மிகப்பெரிய அனுபவத்தை தந்தீர்கள். அது அனுபவம் மட்டுமல்ல, எனக்கு உயிர் தந்தீர்கள். அந்த அனுபவத்தை உங்களிடம் கூற ஒரு தருணம் கிடைத்துள்ளது. என் உறவினர் ஒருவர் மூலமாக என்னை நீங்கள் காப்பாற்றினீர்கள். நான் பிறக்கும் பொழுது
என் வயிற்றில் ஒரு பாகம் நன்றாக இல்லை. அந்த பாகத்தை மருத்துவர்கள் எடுக்க முடிவு செய்துவிட்டனர். அன்றிரவு எனக்கு அறுவை சிகிச்சை ஒன்று நடந்து கொண்டிருக்கும் பொழுது என் உறவினர் ஒருவர் துக்கத்திலிருந்து எழுந்து உங்களுடைய ஒரு படத்தை பார்த்து ஒரு வேண்டுகோள் வேண்டினார். அந்த வேண்டுகோள் என்னவென்றால், நீங்கள் பல பேருக்கு உயிர்ப்பிச்சை கொடுத்திருக்கிறீர்கள், இவனுக்கும் அந்த உயிர்ப்பிச்சை தாங்கள். அப்படியென்றால் அவனுக்கு உங்கள் பெயரையே வைப்பேன், சாயி. அந்த மருத்துவர் அந்த உடல் உறுப்பை எடுத்த பின் நான் நன்றாக இருந்தேன். ஆனால் அதற்கு முக்கிய காரணம் சுவாமி நீங்கள்தான். அந்த அன்பை நான் பிறக்கும் பொழுதே நீங்கள் என்மேல் பொழிந்தீர்கள். சுவாமி, மழைநீர் போல் அன்பை பொழிவாயே, என் கண்களின் கண்ணீரை உன் மழைநீரால் மறைப்பாயே. அந்த அன்பை நான் எப்பொழுதும் என் மனதில் வைத்து மட்டும் பல மனதிற்கு அந்த அன்பை நான் பகிர்ந்து கொள்வேன் சுவாமி. சுவாமி, என் வாழ்க்கையை உங்கள் திவ்ய பாதத்தில் நான் அர்ப்பிக்கிறேன்.
Beloved Saima, just as a mother is ready to do anything for her son, you, as our divine mother, ever ready to fulfill even the smallest craving of an innocent heart. It was 5 days ago when I was seated for the bhajans in the evening. I got this passing thought, in another 5 days, I will not be able to come to try Vrindavan and take vibhuti from your divine abode. I will not be able to enjoy the close proximity that I do now. The usual practice is to go to try Vrindavan after bhajans. But that day, out of the blue, a brother comes to me and calls me for shifting stock from stores to hostel after the bhajans. I readily agreed, and we are given the duty of shifting vibhuti sacks. And after all the shifting was done, and when I returned to the hostel, Saima, I realized that my hands and my shirt was full of vibhuti. Saima, all that I asked you was a little bit of vibhuti from you, and how much you gave me, Saima. Swami, exactly 3 years back, I was just one among the crowd, sitting in the same hall, craving to you to give me one opportunity to speak in front of you. And today, you have given me everything in my life that I can ever ask you for. I love you, Saima, for whatever you have done for us. I love you, Saima.
खुशियाँ खुशियाँ चाहिए गाए हर दिल यहाँ प्यार तेरा साथ मिला जो खिल उठे जहाँ ओ प्यार तेरा साथ मिला जो खिल उठे जहाँ गूंज तेरी दास्ताए खुदा
It was the summer of 2006. I just completed my third grade. And on that particular day, I was crying inconsolably because my father didn't agree to buy me a watch as I was not responsible enough. It hurt me a lot, Swami, on that day. And I even remember skipping dinner that night. So my father told me, the day Swami gives you a watch, I'll know that you're responsible. So that night, I sat on my bed, closed my eyes, and I wouldn't even call it a prayer. It was just a thought to you, Swami, that Swami, please give me a watch. And the next day when I went to Mandir, you called us to collect the letters. And even before I could give you my letter, you asked me, did you get watches? I just replied, no, Swami. And you signaled for the watches to be distributed to all the students. At that time, I didn't realize the power of those four words. But now I realize, Swami, that you are that mother who cannot bear to see her child in distress. I know that you'll always be with me, Swami. Thank you for everything you have done. And I pray to you to bless me so that I seek that for which I have really come. Love you, Swami.
Swami, mora se dinar katha mane pade. Niyati, 4 barsha talara katha. Mu jete bele daktari padiba nimante प्रस्तुत होउतली काहेकि ना एटा मोर बापांकर गोटे बड़ इच्छा थिला सेति पई से मते भारतर प्राय सबु जागा रे नै परीक्षा दिया करैतिले किंतु मो बापांकर आशा पूर्ण करि पार नथिली जेहेतु मो बापांकर अवसर समय पखै आसी जाइतिला मो बापा चाहुतिले जे केमिति ना हेउ काहेकि मते गोटिए भल अनुष्ठान रे पाठ पढै देबाकु किंतु बापा मोर कोनोसे अनुष्ठान रे दाबी पूर्ण करि पार नथिले त सेति लागि ମତେ ଆସି ବଡ଼ ଦୁଃଖିତ ସହକାରେ କହିଥିଲେ ଯେ ପୁଅ ତୁ ଆର ବର୍ଷକୁ ପୁଣି ଥରେ ଚେଷ୍ଟା କର ସେହି ସମୟରେ ବାପାଙ୍କର ଜଣେ ବନ୍ଧୁ ଆସି ସ୍ୱାମୀ ତୁମରି ଅନୁଷ୍ଠାନ ବିଷୟରେ କହିଥିଲେ ମୁଁ ଆସି ଏଠି ପରୀକ୍ଷା ଦେଲି ଆଉ ମୋର ହେଇ ବି ଗଲା ସ୍ୱାମୀ କେବଳ ତୁମରି କୃପା ଯୋଗୁଁ ହିଁ ମୁଁ ଏଠିକି ଆସିକି ପଢ଼ିପାରିଲି ଆଉ ଏ 3 ବର୍ଷରେ ବହୁତ କିଛି ଜିନିଷ ଶିଖିପାରିଲି ସ୍ୱାମୀ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଏଭର୍ ଆଇ ଗଟ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଲାଇଫ୍ ଇଟ୍ସ ଓନ୍ଲି ବିକଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ମାଇ ପ୍ୟାରେଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଫର୍ଭେଣ୍ଟ ପ୍ରେୟର So, I would like to thank my father, my mother, and my divine mother, Saima. Swami, please be with me for the rest of my life, helping me and guiding me. Sai Ram.
ఎన్ని ఆపదలు వచ్చినా ఆదుకునే ఆపద్బాంధవుడివి నీవు. ఎన్ని కష్టాలు వచ్చినా కరుణించే కరుణామయుడివి నీవు. ఎందరికో ప్రేమను పంచిన ప్రేమామృతుడివి నీవు స్వామి. మా నాన్నగారికి తనకు పుట్టే పిల్లలందరికీ నా అనక్షరంతో మొదలయ్యే పేర్లను పెట్టాలని కోరిక ఉండేది. అందుచేత నాకు నరేంద్ర అని పేరు పెట్టారు. తరచూ అనారోగ్య పాలవటంతో జాతకరీత్యా నాకు నాగేంద్ర అని నామకరణం చేశారు. అయినా నా ఆరోగ్యం బాగుండేది కాదు. ఎంతమంది వైద్యులకు చూపించినా ప్రయోజనం లేకపోవడంతో మా నాన్నగారు చాలా బాధపడుతుండేవారు. ఆ సమయంలో మీ విద్యార్థి ఒకరు వచ్చి మా పరిస్థితిని అర్థం చేసుకొని నా పరిస్థితిని మా నాన్నవారి దగ్గర నుండి తెలుసుకొని మీ దగ్గరకు వచ్చి సెలవిచ్చారు స్వామి. మీరు అన్నారు, అవునవును, ఆ చిన్నారికి ఆ పేరు సరిగ్గా లేదు, కనుక ప్రసాదాన్ని పేరు పెట్టమన్నారు. ఈ జీవితం మీరిచ్చిన ప్రసాదం కనుక మా నాన్నగారు నాకు సాయి ప్రసాదాన్ని నామకరణం చేశారు. తరువాత మీ కృప వలన నా ఆరోగ్యం కుదుట పడింది స్వామి. ఈ జీవితం ప్రసాదమే కాక జీవితానికి సరిపడ పాఠాలను నేర్పించడానికి మీ విద్యాలయంలో సీటు కూడా ఇచ్చారు. పుట్టపర్తి షట్ చక్రవర్తిగా మందరి హృదయ మందిరాల్లో కొలువై ఉన్న మీకు మాకు మధ్య ఏర్పడిన ఈ ప్రేమ బంధం క్షణక్షణమున బలపడాలని ప్రార్థిస్తూ లవ్ యూ స్వామి.
Dearest Swami, you fulfill all the wishes of your devotees, which generate from their deepest heart. Swami, since my fourth standard, I had a great desire to come to Parthi. But it never happened, Swami, because whenever I used to tell to my parents that I want to come to Parthi, they would give me some reasons and hold me back. It was in my eighth standard, Swami, that the desire grew so strong that I told my parents, If you are not going to give me money to come to Parthi, I'll just walk to Parthi. Divine Mother, you are Swami. You not only gave me money to come to Parthi, but also gave me an opportunity to show you God. As my desire was getting fulfilled, instead of happiness, a deep sorrow engulfed me, Swami. Because 4 days has passed and still you have not come to Mandir to give us darshan. It was last day, Swami. I sat in Kulwanta Hall, constantly looking towards the path, waiting for you. And you did come, Swami. From that far distance, you kept looking into my eye, came closer to us, spoke to us and gave us joy. Thank you, Swami. Swami, you are my divine mother. You know my likes, dislikes, joy and sorrow, Swami. Swami, thank you for everything that you have done to me, with me and for me, Swami. Thank you, Swami.
Ah.
Swami, do you remember that day when I joined this hallowed institution and I just prayed you one thing? Swami, I asked for strength that I might conquer and achieve. But at times has made weak that I might achieve and receive. Swami, I ask for health that I might do great things. But at times has given infirmity that I might do good things. I ask for luxury that I might be happy. At times has given poverty that I might be wise. Swami, I ask for things that I might enjoy this life. But has given this life that I might enjoy this life, these things. Swami, I asked for the end, but I got the means to it. Swami, I got nothing I wanted, but everything I needed. Thank you, Swami, for answering all my unspoken prayers. Saira.
But Swami, sometimes when we were receiving what we needed, the experience we went through was very difficult, especially when it felt that there was no response coming from your side. The year was 2011, the month February, and I was in my 8th standard. As per custom, every birthday boy had the unique opportunity to be blessed by you on their birthday. That was enough for me to make their day special. So I too was eagerly waiting for my birthday. But as events unfolded during that month, your darshan became scarce. So I was intensely praying, Swami, Swami, please come for darshan on my birthday. Please come for darshan. You fulfilled my wish, Swami. You fulfilled my wish. You came for darshan on my birthday. I was foolish, Swami, to not pray to you to bless me on my birthday. So from that day began my wait. I with another of my classmates, day after day, used to rush to Mandir as soon as school got over, so that we get the front line, and we used to be in our best, so that you would be pleased with us. Day after day went. The list of these waiting birthday boys just kept increasing. But it seemed as if there was no response. And then another of our classmates joined us.
Swami, you used to bless even the primary school children on their birthdays. But the tradition was discontinued sometime in the year 2005. Shortly after which, that very year, I joined the primary school. So in my 8th standard, when I was informed about this opportunity, I was very excited for my birthday. I got a new white dress stitch for myself. I wanted to give my best to you, Swami. 2 days before my birthday, I went to collect a box for myself, so that I could keep those things that I wanted you to bless for me. I wanted the biggest and the best box for myself. But Swami, I had forgotten there were 30 boys already waiting to be blessed by you. There was no case for me. All I could get was a small, simple box. That night, Swami, I prayed very hard. I prayed that you bless all those boys that were already waiting to be blessed by you, so that I could get a better box next day. Swami, you did not bless anyone the next day. On my birthday, you did not bless anyone. Thus, Swami, you added me to the list of your waiting boys. Those days, Swami, did seem very harsh to us, but each of those days, you made us strive for you. Similar were the days, 5th, 6th, and then came the 7th of March.
Dear Swami, it was March 7th, the day before my birthday. I had gone up to my teacher in charge and had given me a beautiful tray in which I could place the akshatas and the other items I wanted to be blessed by you. Come March 8th evening, I was seated for darshan and I was incessantly praying to you, Swami, please come in chair and as you go, bless us. But you came in car. At that point, I had mixed feelings. Sadness that you are not going to bless us doing the mandir rounds, and hope that you might call us on the stage and bless us. As we went on to the stage, we moved forward. I held the tray high, I was looking into you and praying and calling out to you, Swami, please call me and bless me. Today is my birthday. This was going on continuously within me. And then, as the bhajans went by, you looked me into the eye and beckoned me. And needless to say, it was followed by a downpour of love on me. And not only me, Swami, you blessed 40 other students that day. And for that chance, we are ever grateful to you. And the story does not end here. Prior to this, in my seventh standard, he had called me and my classmate and asked us, when is school starting? We replied to you, Swami, tomorrow. And the other brother replied, Swami, the next day. And then we asked you for Padnamaskar. And the reply came afterwards, later on. We sat down. And on March 8, 2011, my birthday, Swami, we both, my classmate and me, were the beneficiaries of your downpour of love. You had kept up your promise to us, Swami. We are ever grateful to you for all that you have given us. Thank you, Swami.
But Swami, my experience does not end here. In my 12th standard, one of my teachers asked me to give a talk during the assembly prayer session. So as I was sitting in the classroom, I looked up at the whiteboard, went out to read the notice board. I was searching, anything could kindle my thoughts. But nothing was happening. So I thought about you, and then this experience came flooding back to me. As I was writing down the experience, my thoughts were like, Swami, it took you 19 days to respond to me. Were my prayers not sincere? I feel, Swami, that you were very harsh to me, Swami. And as they were going on, I just glanced up at the whiteboard, and on it were written the words, no pain, no gain, Baba. That time I understood, Swami, that time I understood. Whatever you did, it was always for me. It was the best for me. Swami, why did you always give us the best, Swami? What did we do to deserve all this, Swami? Are we related physically? No. Are you indebted to us? No. Then why, Swami, why do you love us so much? And standing here, I see the answer right in front of my eyes. Love all, serve all. You just loved us, Swami. You just loved us selflessly. And when I think, what can we give back to you? I just know one thing, Swami. We can just keep loving you in return. And we just can keep loving you in return. Love you, Swami. Love you.
It was 23rd of November 2008. Your 83rd birthday, Swami. I was sitting here in the third block, waiting for your arrival, with a greeting card in my hand. Swami, at that time, I had two desires. One, to show you the greeting card. And the second one, to have a wonderful photo with you. As the Vedam began, you entered the Kulwant Hall. As you came blessing all the devotees, this desire in me increased and I was happy as this is going to get fulfilled. When you were a few meters away from me, Swami, I looked towards the right to see if the photographer was ready to take a photo. Just then, when I looked front, you were right in front of me, Swami. Quickly, I got up and showed you the greeting card. You blessed the greeting card and gave a loving smile. At that moment, I just looked with the corner of my eye to see if the photographer had took the photo. Seventh standard kid that I was, not knowing that the Lord of the universe was right in front of me, but still, I was concentrating on a mere photograph. The day went on well, Swami. And as soon as we went for a vacation, I went right to the Radio Sai studio to collect this photograph. I went there and asked the brother to show me all the photographs that were taken on 23rd November. As he showed me the photographs, one thing shocked me, Swami. My photograph was not there. Then, for the second time, I asked him once again. And when I saw the photographs for the second time too, it was missing. Small kid that I was, soon began crying. As I wanted a photograph and it was not there, my father tried consoling me. At that moment, I felt, Swami, I came running for the photograph and the photograph was not there. Don't I deserve a photograph, Swami? I just made a quick prayer. Swami, please give me that photograph. Years went by and soon I forgot about this photograph. 5 years later, in my 12th standard, we got an opportunity to visit the Whitefield Super Speciality Hospital. As we were going around in the hospital, on the first floor, suddenly my friends call out my name. And when I asked them what happened, they just moved. And what I saw there stunned me, Swami. I saw the photograph which was taken in my 7th standard in Whitefield Super Speciality Hospital. Portrayed. Swami, no words came out at that moment. Tears just rolled down my cheeks. Swami, we may forget all our prayers and all our wishes, but you, the loving mother, ever ready to fulfill any small wish of your children. Thank you, Swami. Love you.
Manasa vacha karmana nirandaram ninne smarikkunnu. Saima, pandil cherpatil njan ketittundu ഭൂമിയിൽ നേരിട്ടു കാണുന്ന ദൈവമാണ് പെറ്റമ്മ. അതിൻ്റെ കാരണം ഒന്നു മാത്രം, ഒരമ്മയ്ക്ക് തൻ്റെ കുഞ്ഞിനോടുള്ള സ്നേഹം ആർക്കും അളക്കാൻ കഴിയില്ല. സ്വാമിയുടെ സ്നേഹം 1000 അമ്മമാർക്ക് തുല്യമാണല്ലോ. സായിമ, അമ്മയുടെ പാദാരവിന്ദങ്ങളിൽ എൻ്റെ അനന്തര കോടി പ്രണാമങ്ങൾ അർപ്പിക്കുന്നു. 12ാം ക്ലാസ് വരെ ഞാൻ നാട്ടിലാണ് പഠിച്ചത്, ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ സ്വന്തം നാട്ടിൽ. അവിടെ എനിക്കൊരു കൊച്ചു കൂട്ടുകുടുംബമാണ് ഉള്ളത്. ആ കൊച്ചു കൂട്ടുകുടുംബത്തിൽ നിന്നും ഞാൻ എത്തിപ്പെട്ടത് 100 കണക്കിന് അംഗങ്ങളുള്ള സ്വാമിയുടെ ഈ വലിയ കൂട്ടുകുടുംബത്തിലേക്കാണ്. ഇവിടെ ഭാരതത്തിൽ നിന്നും ഒരുവിധം എല്ലാ ഭാഗത്തു നിന്നും വിദ്യാർത്ഥികളെ ഞാൻ കണ്ടു. ബൃന്ദാവനിലെ ഒരു മുറിയിൽ ഞാൻ കണ്ടത് ഒരു കൊച്ചു ഭാരതത്തെ തന്നെയായിരുന്നു. ഭാരതത്തിന്റെ വൈവിധ്യമാർന്ന സംസ്കാരങ്ങളും ജീവിത രീതികളും ഉള്ള പലതരം ആൾക്കാരുടെ കൂടെ ഇണങ്ങി ജീവിക്കാനായിട്ട് എനിക്ക് ബൃന്ദാവനിൽ നിന്നും പഠിക്കാൻ സാധിച്ചു. പുസ്തകപരമായ വിദ്യാഭ്യാസത്തോടൊപ്പം ബൃന്ദാവനിൽ നിന്നും എനിക്ക് ജീവിതത്തിലേക്കുള്ള അറിവും നേടാനായി. സ്വാമിയുടെ ഏതൊരു വിദ്യാഭ്യാസ സ്ഥാപനത്തിൽ പഠിച്ചിട്ടുള്ള ഏതൊരു വിദ്യാർത്ഥിക്കും ഇതൊരു വിശിഷ്ടമായ അനുഭവവും അനുഗ്രഹവുമായിരിക്കും എന്നാണ് ഞാൻ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നത്. എന്നെക്കുറിച്ച് എന്നേക്കാളും നന്നായിട്ട് അമ്മയ്ക്കറിയാലോ. അമ്മയ്ക്ക് ഞാൻ കുറച്ച് വരികൾ സമർപ്പിക്കുന്നു. എല്ലാം അറിയുന്നൊരമ്മേ, എന്റെ വല്ലായ്മ നീ അറിയില്ലേ. വല്ലാതെ ഞാൻ അലയുന്നീ ഘോര സംസാരമാം സാഗരത്തിൽ. ഇല്ലമറ്റാരും ഈ വാഴ്വിൽ എന്റെ അല്ലലകറ്റുവാനമ്മേ, എത്ര നാൾ ഈ വിധമമ്മേ ഞാനീ ദുഃഖഭാണ്ഡം ചുമക്കേണ്ടു. പ്രേമസ്വരൂപിണി അമ്മേ എന്നിൽ കാരുണ്യം തൂവുകയില്ലേ, അല്ലും പകലും എന്റമ്മേ വന്നെൻ ഉള്ളിൽ വിളങ്ങണമമ്മേ. വേദാന്ത വേദിയല്ലമ്മേ അവി വേഗിയായുള്ളൊരു പൈതൽ, മാതാവു നീ അമ്മേ പ്രേമമായി പാലൂട്ടി നിർവൃതിയേകു. മാതാവു നീ അമ്മേ പ്രേമമായി പാലൂട്ടി നിർവൃതിയേകു. അമ്മേ, അറിഞ്ഞോ അറിയാതെയോ സംഭവിച്ചിട്ടുള്ള തെറ്റുകളും കുറവുകളും എല്ലാം അമ്മ ക്ഷമിച്ച് അനുഗ്രഹിക്കണേ. സായിമ, അമ്മയുടെ പാദാരവിന്ദങ്ങളിൽ എന്റെ ഈ വാക്കുകൾ ഞാൻ സമർപ്പിക്കുന്നു.
पड़ती पुड़ी के हे भगवान हे भगवान दया करो कृपा करो रक्षा करो हे भगवान शिरडी साई द्वार कमाई प्रशांति वासी साई राम साई राम साई राम एक नाम सुंदर शिरडी साई द्वार कमाई प्रशांति वासी साई राम अल्लाह ईश्वर साई राम परतिपुरी के हे भगवान दया करो दया करो हे भगवान दया करो कृपा करो रक्षा करो हे भगवान शिरडी साई द्वार कमाई प्रशांति वासी साई राम
सत्य नारायण गोविंद माधवा साई नारायण गोविंद केशवा सत्य नारायण गोविंद माधवा साई नारायण गोविंद केशवा सत्य नारायण गोविंद माधवा साई नारायण गोविंद केशवा सत्य नारायण गोविंद माधवा साई नारायण गोविंद केशवा
सत्य नारायण गोविंद సాయి నారాయణ గోవింద కేశవ సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మ సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మ సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మ సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మ సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మ
శివ శంకర శంభో హే శివ శంకర నమామి శంకర శివ శంకర శంభో
ఆశ్రిత కల్పల టీకా అవర్ పాద जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मरियन्तयुनीवे स्वामी मरियन्तयुनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नमेन्द्राशयन ॐ जय जगदीश हरे ओकार रूप जय श्री ओ साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगलारती अंदुको मंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु शान्तिः
जय बोलो भगवान् श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय